بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. We learn from the lives of Sahaba رضي الله عنهم that the journey of Islam takes time and we mustn't lose hope. We have to sow the seed and that seed will definitely grow. There was this great Sahabi رضي الله عنه. But before he embraced Islam, a lot of effort was made. A lot of du'as were made. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually praised his father. We all would remember the incident of Ta'if. The incident of Ta'if. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made da'wat, made effort in Makkah Mukarramah for 10 years, going to the tribes repeatedly. And they would refute him and reject him. But he had a great support in the form of his uncle Abu Talib and his wife Khadija radiallahu anha. When Abu Talib had passed away, the Meccans had unleashed their wrath upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims more than ever. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then went to other tribes, namely the people of Ta'if, and they rejected him. Allah is the one that gives hidayah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for the people. He was offered that the people of Makkah and Ta'if be destroyed by the mountain ranges. But he preferred to make dua for humanity. That Allah give them hidayah. And then he comes back to Makkah. And on his way he stopped to perform salah. And as he was reciting Quran, there was a group of jinn that heard him. And they called each other because they were on a search. That why are we now being barred from stealing information from the skies? This increase in personnel who are protecting the skies and preserving it, what is the reason for that? And they find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing salah. And they hear the Quran. They called each other and bidded each other to remain silent. They listened to the Quran and they immediately embraced Islam. And then immediately started giving da'wah to Islam. Quran quotes what they did. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنصِتُوا فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ وَلَّوْا إِلَى قَوْمِهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ قَالُوا يَا قَوْمَنَا. Quran actually says, O my Nabi, you are performing salah, we brought this jinn to you to listen to the Quran. They heard it, yastami'un, they listened attentively. As soon as they heard the Quran, they then took Islam and they went out to their people saying, قَالُوا يَا قَوْمَنَا. O our people, إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا كِتَابًا أُنزِلَ مِن بَعْدِ مُوسَى. We heard this book being recited. This book has come after Musa alayhi salam. Mufassirin say that this is indication that they were Jews because they believed in Musa alayhi salam. But anyway, they're telling their people to embrace Islam. يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ وَإِلَى طَرِيقٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ يَا قَوْمَنَا أَجِيبُوا دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ. O our people, embrace, respond to the caller of Allah. This is the da'wat the jinn are giving and Quran is quoting to us. Quran is informing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of this. What we learn from here. That they heard Islam, they embraced Islam, they immediately started inviting to Islam. Allah give us tawfiq to invite to Islam, to call to Islam, to spread the word of Islam. To be da'is of illallah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returns to Makkah as he's about to enter Makkah Mukarramah. Now the Meccan system was you had to have protection. For our understanding, something similar to a visa. So there was a man from the Khuza'a tribe, Ibn Uraiqit. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to the senior Meccans. That who would give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visa? You had to come under the protection of some senior. Some Meccan, Qurayshi senior. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him to Akhnas bin Shuraiq. Asking him for protection. Akhnas gave flimsy excuses that, you know what, I'm an ally of Quraysh. I can't give anybody protection against the will of Quraysh. Anyway, then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message to Suhail bin Amr. And he also gave another excuse that I can't because of this. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then sent a message to Mut'im bin Adi. asking him, I want to come into Mecca, I'm going to be giving da'wat, I want to come into Mecca with this visa, would you give me protection, give me the visa? Mut'im bin Adi happily and readily accepted. And he did not delay, nor did he refuse. And he said to the messenger, Ibn Uraiqit, the envoy for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have granted him protection. Tell him to come. No problem at all. Mut'im gets up, he gathers his sons, they take their weaponry, they guard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They virtually guarded him, protected him. They stood by the corner of the Kaaba armed, allowing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to perform tawaf. This is what Mut'im did for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was during the Meccan period, 10th year Hijri. Few years later, Hijra takes place, early 14th year. Then the calendar starts first year after Hijra. Then second year, the famous incident of Badr, Battle of Badr takes place. Badr. What happens in Badr? Alhamdulillah, the Muslims were victorious. Muslims were victorious in Badr. Bihamdillahi Azza wa Jal. And the Meccans were taken as captives. In this, the captives were tied and capped at a certain point. And actually they were given a very, very good treatment. They were given a kind treatment. They were fed well. They were spoken to nicely. The captives were treated well. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at the captives. And he made a statement. He said, لو كان المطعم بن عدي حيا. If Mut'im bin Adi was alive, and he had to just talk to me in regards to all these captives, I would have freed them all on his request. Wah, 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 wah. This is a lesson we learn. A lesson we learn. Appreciation. Never forget the favor of someone. The kindness, the gesture someone showed should be remembered. This is part of humanity. This is part of character. And this is part of the beautiful lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, Islam teaches us, if you did something for someone, done and dusted, you did it for Allah, forget about it. Don't expect something tomorrow. That is the temperament we should have. But on the other hand, if someone did something for us in kindness, in mercy, in compassion, in assistance, in support, what is Allah's Nabi's practice there? Subhanallah. Never forget what that person did. And also show more kindness. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate. Appreciation is a very, very important part of our deen. Appreciation. Anyway, how his son, Jubair, our hero, Jubair, how he became the great, radiyallahu anhu. It was during the incident of Badr, when there was captives. There's no much mention of Jubair during Badr, but there is mention that he came to Medina after Badr. Why he came? He came to Medina after Badr. Jubair says, قَدِمْتُ الْمَدِينَةِ I came to Medina Munawwara. لَأَسْأَلَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي أُسَارَى بَدْرٍ My purpose was to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to ransom the captives of Badr. And I arrived, one report mentions, I came, it was after Asr time. So, because of that time of the day, an Arab knows that time, Asr. Anyway, I was exhausted. I entered the masjid, وَقَدْ أَصَابَنِ الْكَرَى فَنِمْتُ I was exhausted, I entered the masjid, and I slept away. And in my sleep, I hear prayer taking place. أُقِيمَتْ الصَّلَاةِ Salah was established, meaning salah was taking place. What salah? Maghrib salah. And I am sleeping. And I awaken to the recital of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the masjid. It was Maghrib prayer, just after sunset. And Allah's Nabi recites in Quran, حتى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. والطور وكتاب مسطور في رق منشور والبيت المعمور والسقف المرفوع والبحر المسجور إن عذاب ربك لواقع ما له من دافع. الله أكبر. He says, I heard that Quran being recited. I listened to it attentively. I kept on hearing and listening. And it touched me so much. I got startled and amazed at the words of Quran, at Kalamullah. And that was when Islam touched my heart first. Allahu Akbar. There's so many lessons in here. That he was a non-Muslim. But he was welcome to even rest in the masjid. Look how welcoming was Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To such an extent that he is resting there, and in that he hears the environment, he sees salah. How many times, Allah give us tawfiq, there's somebody working in the masjid, but we haven't given that person da'wat. There's someone building the masjid, but we haven't told this person the value of what he's doing. And just he has to embrace Islam, what a change it will make. How many times we have people working for us, working with us, but we could not muster the courage to offer him that, you know what, I'm going for Friday prayer, it is Jumu'ah, come with me. I'll give you a chair, see what we are doing, experience it. After that, you're welcome to come again, just to show you how every person, no matter what nationality, what status, what family, what color, we are equal, we pray together, shoulder to shoulder, come experience it for yourself. The lecturer will present the message, hear what he has to say, after that we'll discuss. This is our duty, my respected mothers and fathers and listeners. This was what touched Jubair the first time. Then he went and paid the amount for the captives. Another incident interesting in history that is in regards to Jubair was the incident of Aisha radiallahu anha during the Meccan period. So we rewind a little. What happened was Khawla binti Hakim al-Sulamiyya radiallahu anha went to visit Ruman. Ruman is the mother of Aisha radiallahu anha, and the great giant Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu being the father of Aisha radiallahu anha. And she came with a proposal. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proposes for Aisha radiallahu anha. So Ruman said that Mut'im bin Adi had mentioned and had proposed when Aisha radiallahu anha was very, very young, that as she would grow, she should be wedded to Jubair. Anyway, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wanted to make sure, because they had mentioned it and they had supported, they had agreed to Jubair when Jubair had mentioned. And Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful proposal coming. But Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is worried. I gave my word to Mut'im bin Adi. So what Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu did, he goes to Mut'im bin Adi, and next to Mut'im was his wife. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says that, you know, you had mentioned Aisha radiallahu anha, but then his wife is saying to Abu Bakr, but you know, you people have now embraced Islam, and then what's going to happen is لَعَلَّكَ مُصْبِعٌ صَاحِبَنَا, then you'll make our child change his religion and come into your faith. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu indicated to the affirmative, you know, that is the system, because Islam is the way and Islam is our way. That yes, he would wed my daughter, but we would have to invite him to Islam, and that's what we want him to become, a Muslim. And then they showed, you know what, we're not interested anymore because of such reasons. Anyway, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu hit his target, and that's exactly what he wanted, them to refuse so that he did not go contrary to the agreement or to his word. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imagine and analyze the situation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a proposal, proposes for Aisha radiallahu anha. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, look at his humanity. Look at his quality. Look at the importance he gave to his word. Let us learn this lesson. Let us learn this lesson. That we gave someone our word that you will be there. Let us make sure that we are there. We promise someone something. Let's make sure we play our part. It is part of integrity. It is part of humanity. Another report of Qurtubi, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, actually, when the proposal came, he mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I did agree to Jubair's proposal, but I'm going to try my best to pull her out sweetly and kindly, sallan, you know, rafiqa, in a kind manner. And then with his wisdom and diplomacy, he goes and he gets Aisha radiallahu anha out of that, you know, wedlock. Meaning before she was wedded, but out of that situation in a very, very wise manner and a diplomatic manner. Allahu Akbar. He didn't just leave it, but he solved that issue. Anyway, Jubair bin Mut'im later on, during the Medinan period, during the Badr time, was affected by Islam. But then, because the environment of Makkah was so bad, the environment of Makkah was so hostile, it was very, very difficult to remain firm on that little bit, on that slight inclination. Then the time of Uhud came. And there, a very sad incident takes place. Jubair bin Mut'im was not among the Muslim lines. And what happened was, he actually sent Hamza radiallahu. He sent Wahshi radiallahu. The environment was so bad and so hostile, and that everyone was so sad after Badr. So Wahshi radiallahu anhu says that I was a slave of Jubair bin Mut'im, and his uncle Tu'ima bin Adi was afflicted in Badr. And what happened was, when Quraysh were going to Uhud, Jubair says to me that you kill Hamza, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in lieu of my uncle, then you are free. He says, I was a very good spear player. I could shoot that target with the spear. I would never, or very seldomly, miss. قَلَّمَا أُخْطِئُ بِهَا شَيْئًا. And when this happened, he explained how he finally killed Hamza radiallahu anhu. And when he comes and he returns to Makkah and he gives the news to Jubair, Jubair couldn't actually believe it. What do you mean? He says, this is what I did. He says, are you sure? He says, Master, this is what I did. He says, you have done so. And he explained how. And then he got his freedom. So you can see both sides of Jubair bin Mut'im's life. He had an inclination towards Islam. He was affected, but he didn't take the step. And then also, he was passionate about his people. So there was like a war inside him. There was this battle inside him, whether he should, whether he shouldn't. But in this we analyze goodness in an individual. Like during the time of Aqaba, when the great Sahabi Sa'd bin Ubadah had come to Makkah and the Meccans wanted to oppress him, Jubair bin Mut'im gave him protection. So Jubair was a man who could stand up for something he believed was correct. What then brought him to Islam? What else added further more iman into him? It was another incident that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was coming to Makkah, he said, I was worried they were going to hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is something interesting. He's worried the Meccans mustn't hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what he does, he says, I couldn't bear it that a man of truth be hurt. So here in Uhud, he wants to hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But as time goes on, time evolves, he sees the truth of Islam. He wants to take the step, he doesn't have that much courage yet, but he doesn't want Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to get hurt. So what he does, he says, Allah's Nabi is coming to Makkah. This would have been during, after Sulhul Hudaybiyah, so Umratul Qadha. Anyway, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was coming to Makkah, and he heard some Meccans have dirty intentions. Do you know what? We are going to assassinate Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jubair tried to stop them, they were not prepared to listen. So exactly when this took place, Allah knows best, whether it was time of Fath Makkah or whether it was the time of Umratul Qadha. He says, what I did is, I left Makkah. I couldn't bear it that this man, this Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be hurt. He says, I went to Sham. And when I get to Sham, I actually get to a certain place and I went to meet the priests. They were living in this monastery, and I visited their leader, and I was there. So the leader says to his students around him that this man has come. We have to fulfill his dues, he's fulfilled his right. For 3 days we have to make his ikram and honor him. And after 3 days, they send one man to inform Jubair that, you know what, If you were tired, now you rested for 3 days, your tiredness is gone. If you came here to meet someone, time is up, we honored you, you should go meet those people and connect with your family. If you came here for trade, you stayed here enough, you should go for your trade. He says, no,
I have not come here for any of these reasons. I am not tired, nor am I looking for some family, nor have I come here on this occasion for trade. Why have you come? I've come for a different reason. So they go to their leaders, the priest, the senior, that this man has different intentions. This is okay, if he has different intentions, we can do anything for him. But what does he want? So they come to him. What is the problem? So Jubair says, I come from the city of Ibrahim alayhi salam, meaning Makkah, Kaaba that was built by Ibrahim alayhi salam. And one relative of mine, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, he says to the people that he is the Prophet of Allah. And everyone is harming him. And now I have come from Makkah because I was worried that they are going to kill him. And I couldn't tolerate that. So I wanted to take myself away from there. But I am restless, I am worried. Are you worried that they are going to kill him? Yes, yes, I am worried. Do you know his appearance? Do you know his features? Yes, I do know his features. I've seen him recently and I know him. We are family. And then they took Jubair into one room. This is in Rome. They took him into one room and opened one closet for him and they showed him. What did they show Jubair that affected him more towards Islam? Allahu Akbar. So in this report of Tabrani, they show him this closet in which was the pictures of the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. But remember, respected listeners, this is from ancient times. This closet was preserved from long before, and some reports suggest that from the time of Adam alayhi salatu was salam, where the appearance of the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam was shown to him, who will be the Anbiya from his offspring, and it was kept on until Jubair radiallahu anhu was given the opportunity, and this was shown to him there. And he sees these forms that he didn't recognize. And then they open other cupboards. And then he sees the appearance of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, this is the one, this is the one, this is the man, this is the man. And in the other report, so this is the report in Tabrani, and another report in Dalailun Nubuwa and Bidaya wa Nihaya. And this is also referred to in Hayatul Sahaba. The other part, where Jubair radiallahu anhu, as he sees, this report goes slightly different in Dalail, that he gets there, and when he gets there, these people came looking for someone. Where have you come from? He says, when I got to Busra in Sham, this group of Christians, they asked me, are you from the Holy Land, the Haram? I said, yes. Is there one man who calls people to Allah there and says he's the Prophet there? He says, yeah, yeah, there is someone there. He says, they took me. And he took me into this place and showed me these compartments. And I didn't find him first. And then they opened other compartments. And I saw him. And this is him exactly. And I said, by Allah, it is him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They asked me, who is this holding on to him? Holding on to his heel. I said, yes, I know him very well also. And they said, this is the ruler after him, the Khalifa after him, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The report suggests that every Nabi had a Prophet and a Nabi of Allah to come after him, except Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his ummah will lead after him. And this is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So this is this report, what Jubair radiallahu anhu saw. Then go back to this report of Tabrani. He says, I'm going and I'm going to meet the Meccans. Anyway, I came to Makkah and my story started spreading. And they had, you know, banished Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during Hijrah, but this is much later. And what then happened was, the Meccans are telling me, Jubair, we know you are influenced now by Islam and you want Islam. You know, your father had left a lot of money for you as amanat. You give us that, we're not trusting you. He says, no ways, I will not give you that amanat. Jubair Mut'im's father passed away sometime before Badr. He was over 90 years old, Mut'im bin Ali. Anyway, give hand over that money to us. So he says, I'm not going to hand it over to you. I'm going to give it to the amanat dar, give it to the people of amana. Anyway, and he said, you all can kill me, but I will not hand over this amana. I have to give it to the rightful owners. And then they tell him, okay, and we know you're going to go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for some of the amana. So what you have to do is when you go there, we will only release you if you promise and give a pledge that you won't eat his food. Anyway, I came to Medina and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam welcomes me and he says to me, I can see you hungry. Inni la araka ja'ian, halummu ta'aman, bring food, come Jubair, come eat. So I said to him, O Nabi of Allah, I can't eat. I'm going to tell you my story. If you allow me then to eat, then I will. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard the story and said, you know, you gave them your word and you pledged. So fa'ufi bi'ahdik, fulfill your word and don't eat our food, nor do you drink from my drink. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, yeah, you gave your word, so you stand by your word. So we learned that lesson here also. But this is what affected Jubair radiallahu anhu to a great extent even further. And then, when did he finally embrace Islam? It was before the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made his ikram. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him 100 camels, amongst others. And he finally, at the end, embraced Islam. And he became a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He spent a lot of time with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, learning from deen, learning the amal, connecting to Allah. In the last days of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jubair bin Mut'im. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him responsibilities, taught him deen. And during the time of Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma, they gave him positions to teach deen and rule Muslims in different regions. During Umar radiallahu anhu's reign especially, something interesting about Jubair radiallahu anhu is that he was a master in knowing the lineage of the Arabs. And he said, my ustad and my teacher is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu taught me this in the past. So Jubair was very, very good. He knew each lineage of each Arab and the background of each tribe, and their lineage and where they come from. He was a master in the sciences of nasab, of lineage. Some of the ahadith that Jubair radiallahu anhu narrate for us, imagine what a gift of Allah is this. That through this sahabi, this ahadith that we would not have known. He heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach this, and he remembered it, and he preserved it, and he presented it and shared it to the ummah. And how fortunate are we, and how indebted are we to the sahaba radiallahu anhum. In a report of Bukhari, with the chain of narrators, Jubair radiallahu anhu says, a woman comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fulfilled whatever she had asked, and said to her that she could leave. Then she asked a question, أَرَأَيْتَ إِن جِئْتُ وَلَمْ أَجِدْكَ. O my Nabi, if I come next year, or if I come in future, and I don't find you, who do I go to? Meaning she referred to this, that if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is no longer in this world. So Jubair says, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her clearly, unequivocally, إِلَّمْ تَجِدِينِي فَأْتِي أَبَا بَكْرٍ. You don't see me, go straight to Abu Bakr. إِلَّمْ تَجِدِينِي فَأْتِي أَبَا بَكْرٍ. This is a report in Bukhari Sharif. So Jubair radiallahu anhu reports this hadith. In many hadith, one beautiful report he narrates that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ لِي أَسْمَاءً. Allah has given me many names. أَنَا مُحَمَّدْ وَأَحْمَدْ وَأَنَا الْمَاحِي الَّذِي يَمْحُ اللَّهُ بِيَ الْكُفْرَ وَأَنَا الْحَاشِرُ الَّذِي يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ عَلَى قَدَمِي وَأَنَا الْعَاقِبُ الْعَاقِبُ الَّذِي لَيْسَ بَعْدَهُ النَّبِيُّ. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith teaches Jubair radiallahu anhu, and in turn teaches the ummah, I have names Allah has given me. My name is Muhammad. My name is Ahmad. My name is Mahi. Mahi means one who Allah will remove kufr through me. I am Hashir. Everyone will be resurrected after me. I will be resurrected before all the creation of Allah. That's Allah's Nabi's name, Al-Hashir. My name is Al-Aqib, meaning there is no Nabi after me. Al-Aqib. So this is one of the ahadith. Many beautiful ahadith. In one hadith, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and Jubair radiallahu anhu reports this in Musnad Ahmad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salatun fi masjidi hada afdal min alfi salatin fi ma siwa illa al-masjid al-haram. Salah in my masjid is so virtuous, is 1,000 times better than any other masjid. Is 1,000 times better than any other masjid. The only masjid in which you get more thawab, reward for salah, is Masjid al-Haram in Makkah Mukarramah. In another report of Musnad Ahmad, from Jubair radiallahu anhu. And who narrates this hadith from Jubair radiallahu anhu? His son Nafi'. So what hadith he narrated, he taught to his child. And like that he taught to the ummah. This is what we learn. The knowledge of deen we have, we must impart it unto our children. The father is the first and the most important teacher. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this dua in the Nawafil. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allahu Akbar Kabira. 3 times. Alhamdulillahi kathira, alhamdulillahi kathira, 3 times. Subhanallahi bukratan wa asila, 3 times. This is in the nafil namaz to read. Allahumma inni a'udhu bik من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفثه ونفخه. اللهم إني أعوذ بك. How is the dua go? This is recited one time. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الشيطان الرجيم من همزه ونفثه ونفخه. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from the evil rejected devil, from his hums and nafth and nafkh. Jubair radiallahu anhu, being Allah's Nabi student, asked, O Nabi of Allah, what is his hums, his nafth and his nafkh? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this hums is where shaitan will try and harm a person and kill a person. His nafkh is where shaitan instills pride into a person. And his nafkh, when shaitan instills statements into a person, shaitan wants him to say shi'r and say poetry and say certain things that are wrong and instills this into him. So through this dua, you're asking Allah, O Allah, protect me from shaitan trying to kill me, shaitan instilling pride into me that I must become haughty and proud over others, and save me from shaitan actually, instilling into me to say things that will hurt others and harm others and, you know, distance people from Allah Ta'ala's deen. One another amazing hadith, I want all of us to listen to this beautiful hadith attentively, narrated by Jubayr radiallahu anhu. Jubayr radiallahu anhu was a man very, very well to do. So he says that I would go on travels, but whenever I would go on a travel, I would get cut out at times. But I was very well to do at home. Like sometimes you're traveling and you're short of what you carried, or amount, or money. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Jubayr radiallahu anhu something, that really, you want happiness and ease and comfort on your journey, learn from Jubayr radiallahu anhu. Allahu Akbar, how indebted are we to the glorious Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah's Nabi said to me, Jubayr radiallahu anhu says, أَتُحِبُّ يَا جُبَيْرِ أَتُحِبُّ يَا جُبَيْرِ إِذَا خَرَجْتَ فِي سَفَرٍ أَن تَكُونَ مِنْ أَمْثَلِ أَصْحَابِكَ هَيْئَةً وَأَكْثَرِهِمْ زَادًا. Allahu Akbar. O Jubayr, do you like that when you undertake a journey, when you embark onto a journey, that you become comfortable and you have abundance of provisions and wealth, so to say that you can have and enjoy and share and help others and uplift others on your journey as well? I said, yes, O Nabi of Allah, may my parents be sacrificed upon thee. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read these five surahs of the Qur'an al-Kareem. فَقْرَأْ هَذِهِ السُّورَ الْخَمْسِ قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ إِذَا جَاءَ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And start each surah. Recite before each surah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And when you had completed Surah An-Nas, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So to read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, إِذَا جَاءَ. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And then recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this amal to Jubayr radiallahu anhu. He said, I was well to do, but on journeys I would get cut out and tied down. From the time Allah's Nabi taught me this, whenever I undertook a journey, فَقَرَأْتُ بِهِنَّ أَكُونُ مِنْ أَحْسَنِهِنَّ هَيْئَةً وَأَكْثَرِهِمْ زَادًا مِنْ أَحْسَنِهِمْ هَيْئَةً وَأَكْثَرِهِمْ زَادًا حَتَّى أَرْجِعَ مِنْ سَفَرِي. That my journey would become so comfortable and so easy that Allah would bless me with so much. Allahu Akbar. How fortunate are we that the knowledge has reached us through the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. All his life he spent serving deen, striving for Allah, teaching deen, imparting deen, inviting to deen. Through Sahaba radiallahu anhum, deen reached us. And then he finally left this world during the reign of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu in the year 58. And he was buried in Medina Munawwara. Let us remember the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and appreciate their efforts. Allahu Akbar, beautiful name also to give your child, Jubayr. What it means is to solve, to fix, to fix the broken heart, to fix the broken bone, become mercy and compassionate to others. Jubayr, Jabr. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ